Hello, friends. I have to apologize because my voice has been damaged by some medicine that I took. It's good medicine, but it is oregano oil, and it will be a while before I'm able to speak in a normal manner. So I have to keep my voice quite low, because the vocal cords respond a little bit. We are beginning program 14, Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle. Today is the 29th of October. It's a Friday, and maybe I'll be able to do this glamour work, and maybe not. Just as a little segue, from program 13, DK is telling us how responsible we are to either help with the progress of the group or slow it down, and maybe even render it futile. He says that it is quite possible for a member of the group to retard the work and to hold back the group because he is so engrossed engrossed in his own affairs, or in his own ideas of self-development. So when some members cease their activity, it does affect the inner group vibration. When others become slowed up by definite changes in their outer or inner lives, this requires periods of adjustment and often of reorganization of the life. The result going on with TK, these changes being being externalized can produce powerful psychological changes and upset the rhythm of the soul's endeavor. Now, we can question ourselves. A tried and experienced disciple will not let such a change upset his inner rhythm. But, and this is where we come into the picture, but a less experienced disciple needs real soul watchfulness to the danger of sidetracking the life interest from spiritual purposes to personality attentions and interests. So, pause for a moment and see where you stand. I don't know whether you can stand to hear this this delivery. without a solid voice, I try to keep it low so as possible, maybe. To not break up and split all the time. And I hope that I have not permanently damaged anything. But that's what happens when you try to push ahead, maybe too hard. And I could just let days go by without making any programs whatsoever. Or I could work in this unfortunately compromised manner. Now, basically, what we've been looking at are three injunctions. The facility at tuning in tuning in on each other with deepest love and understanding. So this first paragraph tells how love and the desire to help has to be foremost. And that's the whole, this one is maybe a difficult one, that if we detect a weakness in a brother, it should only produce a deeper love. Well, that goes on for a while. And the second injunction, well, it's very much, in some ways, well, the first one has to do with tuning in. And then I went over from White Magic, "Enter thy brother's heart, enter thy brother's mind, blend with thy brother's soul." Very important foundational objectives. Then with that with that sensitivity, there can be love develop next, so that nothing can break that love. And then I had to stop because of a program, the kind of program which I maybe doubt that I can do today. But we come to the third, we come to the third injunction. How was it put here? Yes, three injunctions for group telepathic work. Okay. Now, what is the next one? Any group any group of this kind must be most carefully controlled. Any group effort which seeks to impress the mind of any subject, whether an individual or a group, must be strenuously guarded as to motive and method. It is possible to use a group telepathically for bad effects, and the brothers of darkness also have their abilities to impress telepathically. And as I may have said, what DK ended up calling Hitler and his evil gang were impressed in this manner. So, careful control, even most careful control, most carefully controlled. Now, in the in the United States at this time, we have people being wrongly impressed, and they do not know the source of the impression. They do not even think they are being impressed. For them, it's just normal living. This out of control, instinctual, emotional telepathy. Some members of the U.S. Congress would like us to forget what happened on the 6th of January, when we came very close to witnessing a successful coup on our democracy. Now, this can happen anywhere. And there, the people who attacked the Capitol, I think that's the only way to call it an attack, simply thought they were acting in the best interests of America, the only America that they knew and loved, not the second ray not the second ray America, broad and accepting and inclusive. No, for white people, an America for believers in narrow dogma, an exclusive America with a superiority complex. That's what they were defending. And it's really so pitiful if one understands the forces that were guiding them. Thus, careful control. Any group, endeavor, says the Tibetan, which involves a united effort to effect changes in the point of view and outlook on life or technique of living must be utterly selfish. Excuse me. Selfless. You see? That mistake is telling. But they must be utterly selfless, most wisely and cautiously undertaken, and must be kept free of any personality emphasis, any personality pressure, and any mental pressure which is formulated in terms of individual belief, prejudice, dogmatism, or ideas. I would ask you, he says, to study the above words, the above few words, most carefully. Well, the danger of pressure from a few, the danger of a very cramped belief system of imprisoning the consciousness of the individuals is very real. So again, here. We are dealing with occult factors, and they can be used to imprison those whom they affect, and I would say unknowingly affect. So, strenuously guarded as to motive and method. I really must ask your indulgence, and if this is too painful to listen to, well, I completely understand. I'm just hoping to avoid a situation I had 5 years ago when they had to cut the trachea to allow me to breathe. But I think I have it somewhat under control. Okay. Most strenuously guarded as to motive and method. Now, think of the groups that you are involved with. Just pause. Are they selfless groups? How do you know? Are one or two people dominating everything? And forcing their own beliefs, prejudices, dogmatisms, or ideas upon the group. Think about these sectarian religious groups. Think about the almost lunatic conspiratorial groups. Think about the captivation of the emotions and of the mind by narrowness, exclusivity, intolerance. We are looking for freedom and not slavery to unknown influences. There is a battle for democracy in the United States. But not only in the United States. The angel of the presence of humanity is once again facing off against the enslavement of the personality. This is the big issue as we attempt to move everybody successfully into the Aquarian Age. Master DK goes on, the moment that there is the least tendency on the part of the group, a group, or of an individual in the group, to force an issue, to bring so much mental pressure to bear that an individual is, or group is, helpless under the impact of other minds. You have what is called black magic. That's a powerful, may I add, that's a powerful sentence. And it contradicts a kind of future where we will see, as DK discusses in Esoteric Psychology 2, leadership of a group by a group. It will not be easy to understand or to make effectual. But here we have autocracy and dictatorship. We have the possibility of megalomania. It was apparent in the case of Hitler, who said amidst the fires of total defeat that Germany was not worthy of him. That's how distorted his megalomania had become. We're not far behind with Mussolini, and we have a former president who in the United States, who seems to be motivated by a similar, extremely selfish megalomania. I'll kind of put that in black because, that's the first time he has, in this context, mentioned that evil state of commanding the will of another. That's slavery. If you think about it, the entire slave trade as it was practiced in America and before the beneficent intervention of William Wilberforce, how it was practiced in England, slavery in Africa, the so-called Barbary pirates somehow we think that we are allowed to dominate others instead of giving them an opportunity for a higher quality of life. Those forces are still at work. They have been beaten back somewhat, but as Master DK has told us, after the Second World War, the door to their unholy realm has been left ajar, and he actually blamed Zionism for leaving the door ajar. He said that the same forces were behind Zionism as were behind the Nazi movement. Now that's really a hard sentence to take. Is he mistaken? Well, the methods are similar. Force, compulsion, robbery, theft. The repetition of the old sin. The repetition of the old sin when the so-called promised land was taken by the sword thousands of years ago. It's a kind of karma that won't go away easily. So, let's bear all this in mind, that when you force and compel and steal and do not care about the fate of others that are helpless under your boot, this is how the Black Lodge works. And we have a problem with it right now. Of course, we have a little time to straighten it out until the Aquarian Age really begins in 2117. Notice TK says, the moment there is the least tendency, just that much, on the part of the group. You see, or an individual in the group, think about these cults they center around a authoritarian leader, like what happened with the mass suicides in Jonestown. You know, such that the idea of drinking the Kool-Aid has become colloquial for voluntary submission to a authoritarian leader who cares only about himself. So this is a condition of debilitation, not freedom whatsoever. Now, was it Master Moria who said that, or maybe the Tibetan, I'm trying to remember, that according to the Syrian law of freedom, those who would help are not allowed to touch the center of the will. Now, this is contrary-wise exactly what the forces of evil do. They target the center of will, and they compel for their own ends. I'm thinking about some of the things that Aleister Crowley what he did, extremely selfish, such that when other people were in trouble, he didn't care a bit. He cared only about his own lower ego and his prominence and recognized power in front of others. There are people who have already taken steps on the path of black magic, the left-hand path. There are such people, and as Master Moria tells us, they may be sitting at the same dinner table with you, but going in completely opposite directions. So we have a very serious situation on our hands right now. It could be a very retarding. But not forever. The Black Lodge is doomed. It is doomed. And there are various types of fate which await it, whether a severance from the Solar Angel, or worse, the need to start all over again. In a new solar system. It would be a severance from all the monad has achieved. Let's take a look a bit more now with DK. Right motive may protect the group from any serious results to themselves, but the effect upon their victim will be definitely serious, rendering him negative and with a weakened will. Do we begin to see the responsibility that we bear when we enter this kind of group work? Because if we are not careful, if we are not skillful, if we do not strenuously guard the group as to motive and method, people can get hurt, and they will hardly know what happened to them. Just as today, those people who are against democracy hardly know that they are against democracy. They think they are true patriots, but they love a country in an enslaved manner. They want to keep, let's say, America for white men, or if not for white men, then for white people in general. They are deeply racist in their underlying motives, and thus extremely out of touch, out of tune with the great second ray which empowers the soul of America. Okay, going on as best I can. And for a little while, I guess if you've gone this far with me, you haven't quite hung up the phone. So, going on with the Tibetan, the result of all true telepathic work and rightly directed effort is to impress, directed effort to impress the subject will be to leave him with a strengthened will to right action and intensified inner light and astral body, freer from glamour and a physical body, more vital and purer. The potency of the united group activity is incredibly powerful. So may I add that DK has presented a real contrast between wrongly motivated occult group work and that which is rightly motivated. And he just asks us, look, I've given you over the years some very powerful mantras and it's a moment of truth here. The occult aphorism that energy follows thought is either a statement of truth, of a truth, or else a meaningless phrase. Now, what do we think? What does it mean to us that energy follows thought? Notice all these good effects of impression when we're dealing with true telepathic work. Light, freedom from glamour, vitality, and effectiveness on the physical plane. These are the factors which can result. These factors can result. There's so much going on telepathically. The Master's working that way. The Angel of the Presence is working that way. The superior groups are working that way upon groups which have not achieved as much. We're just now getting into it. A new way of relating, because the Aquarian age is so related to the etheric body, as is the sign Gemini. So now the opportunity of working with air signs is with us, and strengthening the archetypal nature of the etheric body, so that the plan, well, at least our little portion of it, can manifest. A little more, just a little more. Obviously, although I want to forge ahead, I also want to spare you having to listen to what happens when you try too hard to overcome certain conditions. So Master DK goes on and says, forget not that the method of work of the hierarchy is that of impression upon the minds of their disciples. May I add, often very much behind the scenes, impression upon the minds of their disciples, of telepathic work carried on with the master as broadcaster and the disciple as recipient of impression and of energy. And then he tells us that there will be a dual effect. So, let's get this much down. I think we've been reminded so many times of this broadcasting function, this impressing function. We see how Master DK has worked with his disciples over, well, Eighteen years, something like that. With the most intense work beginning in 1931. And the most intense work ceasing in 1946, but continuing at least a little. So what is the effect of this reception? Of impression. Okay. So what happens here? As a result of the master's work with his disciples. And some of these results may be surprising. So it brings into activity the latent seeds of action and of habits, good or bad, thus producing revelation. Well, may I add, the revelation of that which is not so good, and then purification, enrichment, and usefulness in that order. Now, had we thought that a master's telepathic impression could bring to the forefront bad habits, the arising of bad thoughts, bad habits of thought and emotion. Well, thus it is. And may I say that is part of the revelation. It's shocking. Have you been through that? I want to say I've been through that. And I've had to say to myself, to whom do those thoughts belong? Do they belong to me? And I had to conclude, yes, they were latent, and they came to the surface, and they belonged very much to me. But then, purify them, eliminate, submit to the fire these impurities. And then gather achievement and capability. It's called enrichment, and become truly useful. I told you the story of being interviewed by Mary Bailey when I first came to work at the Lucis Trust in New York. And she asked that question, which it was almost predictable that she would ask, why are you here? And I had to say, well, to be useful. And she then said of her husband Foster, who had passed on by that time, at least let me be useful. Okay. So, here's the dual effect. What's the next one? When the master broadcasts telepathically, it vitalizes and galvanizes the personality into a right relation to the soul, to the environment, and to humanity. So it's a great source of stimulation. So, what do we have? According to DK, a process, revelation, purification, enrichment, and usefulness, plus galvanization of the personality, that is the vitalization into a right relation to the soul, to the environment, and to humanity. So, these seven points and let's see here. If I can get this to work. Well, it's not typing. But I'll just let it go. You see the seven and basically it's a very benevolent result of the master's telepathic broadcasting and also of the group. The rightly motivated group will have these good effects. Now there's a little more to go, and like I say, it's very painful for me to go on this way. But maybe it will give us something to think about. And I'm eager that we all have that something to make telepathy a more real factor in our lives. So he goes on. It is necessary for you and for all disciples to grasp the correspondence to this hierarchical effort and any effort which you may make in order to work as a group of individuals with groups or individuals. Now, what does that mean? The master works with us. in a certain way, and it is a higher correspondence of how we learn to work with others. So understand his method. Helpfulness we may direct towards another individual or towards another group. an appreciation of the power which you may let loose, says the Tibetan, of the dynamic effect which you may succeed in awakening in the subject of your directed thought and up the impression which you may imprint upon the mind and consciousness of the subject. Should incite you to a guarded purity of life, astral and physical, and to a watchfulness over thoughts and ideas, and to a love which will safe guard you from all love of power. Now, obviously, there are those today in positions of power who have succumbed. And have not fulfilled these injunctions. I put this in kind of a Ray 2 color. Appreciation. We have to know what we are doing. We can have such an effect upon others, and we guard ourselves for their sake. Well, it comes, there's an analogy now, when the COVID pandemic is so strong, people saying the choice of getting a vaccination is mine, it has nothing to do with you. But of course it does. It can increase the chances that others will be made sick, because you cling to your, well, almost adolescent independence. And notice how love and power combine. In this solar system, on this planet, it is love which is paramount. And in all group telepathic work, love is a most necessary facilitator. And so DK concludes this little section in the following way. Thus, you will preserve the integrity of those you seek to help. See, it's an analogy. analogy as to how the master works. Thus you will preserve the integrity of those you seek to help, and will be enabled to suggest, to strengthen, to teach subjectively, with no undue influence, no forcing, and no infringement of the liberty and spiritual franchise of the person concerned. And finally, his concluding remarks in this section. A difficult task, my brothers, but one to which you are equal given due attention and obedience to the above three injunctions as to motive, technique, and method. Well, friends, it is my persistence that made me go on with this painful process, and I'm hoping, well, I imagine that I did not do any permanent damage, but the damage is there at the moment. I'm learning many things the hard way. So we're on page 41. And I'll bring this down. Okay, well, we finished number 14. Probably a bit of a disgrace, but anyway, I trust you have heard what you have to hear. And let's see. And let's see, program 15 will be coming up, but certainly I have to be careful now. So I can't be sure when this will happen. But from page 41, anyway. This has been a study of three injunctions. Let's go up here. My wife. Anyway, just one moment. So friends, we have studied the three injunctions. And tuning in on each other, loving each other, and being very careful. To control the whole process. Now, I have to go, and my apologies again for plowing ahead under the circumstances, but I'm doing what I can. So, let there be love and not the selfish pursuit of power. And we end with program 14 and the need to begin on page 41 with program 15. And we'll get into then the science of impression. Thank you for your forbearance. In listening to this, we'll try to do better. Many blessings and love from Tuya and me and the whole team. And bye for now.